We are back, Torah 101. Finishing up the parasha today called Chukat. The Book of Numbers, Bamidbar. Chapter 21, verse 21. Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amori, or the Amorites, with this message: let me pass through your land. We won't turn aside into fields or vineyards, and we won't drink any water from the wells. We will go along the king's highway until we have left your territory. Moshe here, consulting with Sihon, an ancient king of the Amorites who was very powerful, and the surrounding tribes, the surrounding kings had commissioned Sihon to watch after them with his superior military to protect the region. So Moshe, negotiating or attempting to. Notice though that Moshe comes representing the Jewish people, representing Israel, offering peace, being reasonable. The ancient rabbis taught that even though they were not commanded to offer them peace, the Israelites, that is, they nevertheless sought peace from them. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Even in the days that we live in, as the Jewish people began returning in mass to the land of Israel, always seeking peace, always seeking reasonable conditions between the Palestinians and the Israelis, but always being attacked, offering large amounts of money, unreasonable amounts of money, to buy land that was rightfully given to the people of Israel. Buy land, Arab lands, around the state of Israel. Always met with resistance, always met with attacks. Verse 23, but Sihon would not allow Israel to pass through his territory. Instead, Sihon mustered all his people and went out into the desert to fight Israel. On reaching Yachatz, he fought Israel. So now we read really the history of a military action, military victory. The Bible is full of military excursions, battles, warfare. Israel defeated him by force of arms and took control of his land from the Arnon to the Yabok River, but only as far as the people of Ammon, the Ammonites, because the territory of the people of Ammon was well defended. Israel took all these cities. Israel lived in all the cities of the Amori, in Heshbon and all its surrounding towns. Heshbon was the city of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king of Moab and conquered all his land up to the Arnon. This is why the storytellers say, verse 27, Come to Heshbon. Let it be rebuilt. Let Sihon's city be restored. For fire burst out of Heshbon, a flame from the city of Sihon. It consumed Ar of Moab, the lords of Arnon's high places. Woe to you, Moab, you are destroyed, people of Chemosh, which was the name of the ancient god of the Moabites. He let his sons be fugitives, and his daughters captives of Sihon, king of the Amorites. We shot them down. Heshbon is destroyed all the way to Divon. We even laid waste to Nophach, which extends as far as Midva. Now the ancient commentators taught that God miraculously had gathered all of these warring tribes, these enemy people that had set themselves against Israel. He gathered them all together in one city so that the defeat from the people of Israel could come fairly easily with all of them located there at one time, the city of Heshbon. Thus Israel lived in the land of the Amorites. Verse 32, Moshe sent men to reconnoiter Yazer. They captured its towns and drove out the Amorites who were there. The ancient Midrash Tanhuma mentions these spies, that they were not like the first group of spies that were sent into the land to spy it out. These ones, the ancient rabbis taught, we have such confidence in the power of Moses' prayer that we are able to do battle. Notice the spies themselves captured its towns and drove out the Amorites who were there. Fierce warriors, confident in what God had promised his people. Then they turned and went up along the road to Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, marched out against them, he with all his people, to fight at Edrei. Now Og was a king of Bashan. He was known to be the leader of a race of giants and was greatly feared by the people of that land. Adonai said to Moshe, "Don't be afraid of him, for I have handed him over to you with all his people and his land. You will treat him just as you did Sihon, king of the Amorite, who lived at Heshbon." So they struck him down with his sons and all his people until there was no one left alive, and then they took control of his land. Then the people of Israel, chapter 22, verse 1. People of Israel traveled on and camped in the plains of Moab beyond the Yarden River, opposite Jericho. This is Torah 101.